Number 5, Parry Endeavour. Parry Endeavour completed its triple circumnavigation of the world in just under 2 years. Lone sailor John Sanders never set foot on land, never had another person on board, and survived solely on the 3.5 tons of provisions taken on board when he departed Fremantle. Sanders' only contact with the outside world was via electronic communication and a couple of parcels of mail thrown to him from another vessel. In March 1988, Parry Endeavour turned into Fremantle and proceeded up the Swan River to berth at Royal Perth Yacht Club. Sanders stepped onto dry land for the first time in 658 days. John Sanders' voyage earned him 15 world records for endurance and other unique achievements. Parry Endeavour has sailed continuously over a distance of 131,535 kilometres, during which Sanders became the first yachtsman, as crew or single-handed, to complete 5 circumnavigations via Cape Horn. His reason for undertaking this epic voyage was quite simple. He enjoys the sea, it was an original thing to do, and it had never been done before. The reasons deeply contrast the complexity and danger of the voyage. Parry Endeavour was named after Captain James Cook's Endeavour and in honour of his major sponsor Kevin Parry, who defended the America's Cup in 1987 at Fremantle with Kookaburra. The yacht is displayed in a defining moment of John Sanders' journey. It's early morning on the 20th of November 1987, and as he is closing in on Cape Horn for the third and last time. He has the mainsail down and is surfing the big waves under bare mast. At 3 a.m. Sanders ventures out on deck to put out the sea brake. Parry Endeavour is surfing too fast and threatening to nosedive into a trough and possibly pitch pole. He raises a storm or spitfire jib. While on the foredeck, he glimpses in the pre-dawn light a monstrous wave descending on his yacht with a thunderous roar. He grabs the mast and hangs on for grim life as it cascades over him. If you look towards the ceiling, you'll see the orange sea break. John Sanders estimated that the wave was 30 metres high, the same height as the sea break from the floor.